ஓம் ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹி ஓம். சதாசிவ சமாரம்பாம் சங்கராச்சாரிய மத்யமாம் அஸ்மதாச்சாரிய பர்யந்தாம் வந்தே குரு பரம்பராம். சத்குரு சரணாரவிந்தாப்யாம் நமஹ. சௌந்தர்ய லஹரி ஸ்லோகா 10. சுதாதாராசாரைஹி சரணயுகளாந்தர்விகளிதைஹி பிரபஞ்சம் சிஞ்சந்தீம் புனரபி பிரசாம்நாய மகதகாம் அவாப்யஸ்வாம் பூமிம் புஜக நிபமத்யுஷ்டவலயம் ஸ்வமாத்மானம் கிருத்வா ஸ்வபிஷி குலகுண்டே குஹரிணி. ஸ்லோகா 11. சதுர்பிஹி ஸ்ரீகண்டைஹி சிவயுவதிபிஹி பஞ்சபிரபி பிரபின்னாபிஹி சம்போஹோ நவபிரபி மூல பிரகிருதிபிஹி சதுச்சத்வாரிம்ஷத் வசுதள கலாஶ்ரத்ரிவலய த்ரிரேகாபிஹி சார்தம் தவ சரண கோணாஹ பரிணதாஹ. இன் தி லாஸ்ட் வெபினார் வி வென்ட் த்ரூ தி டிஸ்கஷன் ஆஃப் தி 11th ஸ்லோகா அண்ட் டிஸ்கஸ்ட் வேரியஸ் எலிமெண்ட்ஸ் ஆஃப் ஸ்ரீசக்கரம். And at that time, I mentioned that Muthuswami Dikshitar's Navavarana Kriti, Kamalamba Navavarana Kriti, they talk about the various avaranas of the Sri Chakram. And this Muthuswami Dikshitar is born in Thiruvarur, and he wrote a total of 13 songs. He belongs actually to the 18th century, born in 1775. And all his songs will have his mudra called Guru Guha. And he is the youngest of the trinities, music trinities. He is a great Devi Upasaka. And he is also very well versed in the Mantra Shastra, Tantra Shastra, Sri Vidya, all those. And these 13 shlokas he wrote, 9 of them, they are devoted to the 9 avaranas of the Sri Chakra. And then he has a Dhyana Shloka, Anamba, and Ganapati Dhyanam, Subramanya Swami Dhanam, and finally a Mangala Shloka. So this is how he structured his Navavarna Kriti. And the first Navavarna Kriti, he is now trying to give the first avarana of the Devi, of the Sri Chakra. This is called Kamalamba Samrakshatu. So before I go into the details of this particular song, let me pull up for the benefit of our listeners the Sri Chakra picture, so which could be helpful in trying to understand how the various avaranas were structured in the shloka. I am sharing the screen with all of you. I hope you will be able to see the screen. And in the first shloka called Kamalamba Samrakshatu, and this shloka he has written here, he called Amba, described her as Siddhishwari Kritipura Trailokya Mohana Chakravartini. That is how he has described Amba in this particular shloka. And as I told, this is the samhara krama, starting from the outermost avarana to the bindupidam, going successively by each avarana. And the outermost avarana is called Trailokya Mohana Chakra, which I described earlier in the previous webinar, the outer quadrilateral consisting of 3 lines. That's what I described. My cursor is kept in that location. So the outer quadrilateral consisting of 3 lines is called that Trailokya Mohana Chakra, and the 3 outer lines, they signify the anima siddhis, 10 of them, and the middle line that describes the Brahmi matrikas, 8 of them, and the inner line talks about the mudra divinities, again 10 of them. So the siddhis, Animadi Siddhis, Matrukas and the Mudras, all 3 put together becomes the Trailokya Mohana Chakram. And this is the Kamalamba Samrakshatu, is the first Kirtanam, where this describes the Trailokya Mohana Chakra. And then when we go to the next Avarana, in the next sloka of the Chitta, which is Kamalambam Bajare, there the Dikshadar, he describes the next Avarana called Sarvasha Paripuraka Chakra Swamini. That is what he has described it in his poem, in his song. And this is the region which has all the 16 Shodasa Dala Padma, the 16 where my cursor, I am placing that my cursor around the 16 petaled, the whitish pink colored lotuses, surrounded by the three valaya, the three concentric rings. And the three concentric circles, they represent the called trivritta, dharma, artha and kama, all these three things. And the shodasha dala padma, shodasha means 16, the 16 petaled lotus, talk about the 16 powers or the 16 nityas, kama, karshani and also many different vidyas. And by the number 16 is arrived through the various elements, namely the five elements, namely Prithivi, Appu, Tejas, Vayu and Akasha. And then the five organs of action, namely speech, the feet, the hands, the excretory organ and the genitals, five of them. And then the five sense organs, namely Shabda, Sparsha, Rupa, Rasa and Gandha. And also the various vikaras, modifications of the mind. So 15 plus 1, 16. 16 petals signify all these. And this is called the Sarvasha Paripuraka Chakra, which is the second avaranam in the Samhara Kramam, according to the way Dikshadhar has put this thing. And when we go to the third avarana in the Kamalamba Navavarana Kriti, the third sloka is Kamalambikaya, that is the song, and where the Dikshadhar describes Amba as Sarva Samkshobana. This chakra is also called the Sarva Samkshobana Chakra, and this is the eight-petaled lotus, that is, I am putting my cursor around that, the eight-petaled lotus, that is the Sarva Samkshobana Chakra. And here in this particular chakra, this denotes the eight petals, they denote the five organs of action plus the three doshas. The three doshas are the pitta, vata and kapha, all these various doshas. And also for each direction, the eastern direction is supposed to be the kusuma, the flowers. And around each one of the various directions, the next direction is supposed to be Mekala. That is the east, my cursor is kept now in the eastern direction is supposed to be the Kusuma. And then here is supposed to be Mekala, the girdle. And then the intoxicating factor that is given in the third direction. And the urgency for intoxication, the various ways, the various nature, the Madha nature. That is all described in this particular thing. And in addition, the various inner directions also have got various inner deities. They are all worshipped here in this particular thing. And the for example, Kusuma, Rekha, Mekala, Vegini, Madana, Ankusha, and Madanatura, so, and Malini, so many directions are, each direction is occupied by a directional deity. So this is the Ashtadala Padma of the next avarana, next chakra. And then the fourth avarana is given as the Sarva Sakala Saubhagya Dayaka Chakram. So Dikshadhar describes this in his poem as Sakala Saubhagya Dayakam Bhaja Charanai. So that is how he is describing Amba in this particular shloka, in this particular song. This is the sixth avarana. This is the fourth avarana in the Samhara Kramam. And here, the various directional deities, and there are 14 channels of nadis. We described the various nadis, actually the Sushumna nadi and all in the previous webinar. Here there are supposed to be 14 channels of vital forces, important one. There are actually 72,000 and odd nadis through which, you know, the prana can go. These are all there within the body. And the two major nadis people might have heard of are the Ida and the Pingala. So in addition, there are various nadis called, you know, the Gandhari, Sanadi. There are so many nadis, you know, Payasvini, Yogavati. There are so many of these nadis are there. So all these nadis are all described in this thing. So the 14 triangles, the yellow colored triangles that are described here, that can signify the 14 vital channels of vital force. And this sixth avarna, this avarna also, fourth avarna also symbolizes her heart, the region of her heart, Amba's heart. And the all these various nadis are all signified here, and all the nadi devatas and so many other things. And the Amba is worshipped here as the provider of all kinds of prosperity. So sakala saubhagya daya. So that is how Amba is portrayed here in this particular song of Deekshita. And in the next avarana, the fifth avarana, where Amba is described as, this is the Bahir Dashara Chakrastitya. So Bahir Dashara is the 10 outer triangles, the ones that are in pink colored triangles, where I know my cursor, I'm trying to place it. And here, the Deekshita is calling Amba as Sarvartha Sadaka Purte. That is how he is. So this is the Sarvartha Dadayaka Chakra. This is the one. And there, the various elements of the various arthas, whatever is supposed to be, you know, desired of, and that is given here. For example, Amba is portrayed as Sarva Siddhi Prada, Sarva Sampat Prada, Sarva Priyankari, Sarva Mangalakarini, Kama Prada, Dukkha Vimochini, Mrti Prashamani, Vigna Nivarini, Angasundari, and Saubhagya Dayini. So, so many ways of describing Amba. And all the eight directional deities are also worshipped here. The outer ten triangles. That is what is worshipped here. And again, the ten nadis that carry the vital currents in the body, they are divided into two groups. One is called the prana group, where the prana, apana, vyana, udana and samana, which are responsible for the fivefold physiological functions in the body, like, you know, inhalation, exhalation, digestion, circulatory action, reversal action, excretory action, all those things. And then there is the prana pentad, and then there is a naga pentad, where the various other actions, like the power of the eyes to see, and the digestive forces inside, and the fatigueness of the body, and the sounds in the various, you know, limbs in the body, those kinds of things, the belching action. So all those things are all described by the other pentad. So everyone is worshipped as a deity. So this five and this five together, 10. So all these 10 particular devatas, they are all worshipped in these triangles, in this particular avarana. And the next avarana, Deekshita is now mentioning, is the Dasha Kalatmaka Vanni Swarupa Prakash, Vanni Swarupa Prakasham Antar Dashara. So the Bahir Dashara is the 10 outer, you know, pink triangles, and the 10 inner brownish or reddish triangles, they are called the Antar Dashara, the 10 inner. And here the chakra worshipped here as Amba, for Amba's abode is Sarvarakshakara Chakreshwari, the one who is worshipped as Sarvarakshakara. Sarvarakshakara to providing all kinds of, again, Vesaubhagyas. That's what this is. Amba is worshipped here in all the 10 as Sarvajna, the one who is the knower of everything. Sarvajna, Sarva Shakti, Sarva Aishwarya Pradha, Jnanamayi, and Vyadi Vinashini, Adara Swarupa, and then Papahara, Anandamayi, and Raksha Swarupini, and Yipsita Pala Pradha. So various ways of looking at Amba. And this also refers to the 10 Agni Tattvas, the 7 bodily constituents, that is the blood, muscle, fat, bone marrow, and the seed, and also the 3, doshas, namely the vata, pitta, and the kapha, all these doshas. So all these things put together, this is the particular chakra is now worshipped in that manner. So this is Sarva Rakshakara Chakra, for raksha, for the protection of all these various physiological functions, long life. Those kinds of prarthanas are made when worshipping Amba through this chakra. Then Dikshidhar puts in his next avarana, the seventh avarana. This is called the Sarva Rogahara Niramaya Chakra. Niramaya Raja. So Sarva Rogahara Chakra, this is called. And in this particular chakra, which is the seventh avarana, here there are again so many details are given in this particular chakra also. And this is the eight powers, the eight triangles. The pink color triangles, in the eight triangles, and the eight powers, cold, heat, happiness, and then unhappiness. Then, you know, there are the intentions in the mind, knowledge, sattva guna, and the power of action, rajo guna, and the tendency for, you know, relaxed action and tamasic qualities, tamo guna. So all those eight powers are all described here. And again, Amba is all the directional deities, like for example, Vasini and all those things occupy the eastern direction, then Aruna is occupying the western direction. So the each direction, the four major directions and four minor directions, they are all occupied by various deities and they are all worshipped by through these eight triangles in this chakra. So Sarva Roga Hara Niramaya Chakra, remover of all kinds of diseases. So that is the prayer that is made during this particular worship of this Amamba in this avarana. And now the eighth avarana, that signifies the free triangle, the freestanding triangle, that is in the Samhara Krama, we are in the Samhara Krama, the freestanding triangle, inner triangle. And then Amba is worshipped here in the Kamalamba Kirtana as Sarva Siddhi Pradayike. So this is Sarva Siddhi Prada Chakra. This is the one Amba is given here as Sarva Siddhi Prada. The one who gives all kinds of siddhis, all kinds of whatever desires people have, all of them. And in this is the basic triangle as we described earlier. And the three sides of the basic triangle, they represent Kameshwari, Vajreshwari and Vagamalini. I actually mentioned it in the first lecture on this subject also. And the three corners of the freestanding triangle, they represent the three kutas of the Panchadasakshari mantra, which I mentioned earlier, Vagbhava kuta, Kamaraja kuta, and Shakti kuta. And then the three tattva, sattva guna, rajo guna, tamo guna, Agni, Surya, and Chandra, Atma, Antaratma, Paramatma, Srishti, Sthiti, Laya, all those things are all implied in these three sides and three corners. And as I mentioned in the previous lecture, only these three sides, this triangle only is extrapolated to give rise to various other triangles and various other avaranas. So this is the basic triangle from which all other things have evolved in the Srishti Krama. So in the Samsara Kramam, all of them, they finally get dissolved into the Bindu. And the last one is the Bindu, which is the central dot. And that chakra is called Sarvanandamaya Chakra Swamini. Amba is called there. So Sri Puram, Bindu Madhyastha, Chintamani Mantirastha, Shivakara Manchastita, Shivakamesha Angastha. That is how Dikshidhar is describing Amba. We already saw in one of the previous slokas, Shivakara Mancha, where in that particular cot with the four, you know, Brahma, Vishnu, Ishana, and Rudra as the four legs, and Sadashiva as the plank, in which on that particular cot, on the Shivakamesha Angastha, Amba is seated there in the Chintamani Graham. So we saw those details in that sloka, and she is now described here as Sarvanandamaya Chakravasini. That Amba is described as Sarvanandamaya. And this is the ninth avarna, and where the Bindupita is described here as Sarvanandamaya Chakra. And Amba is worshipped here as Mother, and the Lalita are the Shreem Bijam. And this Bindu is supposed to be the seat of pure consciousness. So, Sri Pura, Bindu Madhyastham, Chintamani Mantirastham, and then Mantirastham, upper Shivakara Manjastita, Shiva Kamesha Angastham. So, that is how Amba is described in this sloka in Dikshidhar's Kriti. So, why I took time in just at least outlining Dikshidhar's Kriti is for those of us who may not be versatile in doing Sri Vidya worship, because it requires enormous rigor, so much of rituals, anushtanas and all that. But by listening to the Dikshita Skritis, or at least by being able to sing that with that kind of a sincerity and bhakti, one may be able to get similar benefits as we do a Sri Vidya worship. Now, having gone through the various nayan avaranas, this, as I told you, remember, this is in the samhara kramam. If the same thing is going to be in srishti kramam, we would have gone from the bindu at the central thought, and from there we would have gone all the way up to the nayanth avarana called the bhupuram or the Trailoki Mohana Chakra. Now, we want to now spend some time in understanding how this Sri Chakra is drawn. For that, I will perhaps pull another picture where we have shown the various pictorial thing of how to pull the how to draw the Sri Chakra. Now, the Sri Chakra, there is one of the commentators, if I don't know whether I mentioned the name, this is Lakshmidhara. He has given a Sri Chakra in the procedure. He has given the procedure for the Sri Chakra in the Srishti Krama. This is how to draw the Sri Chakra in the Srishti Krama. Maybe I should, let me go to the other slide where the actual procedure of given by the, let me, Sarvanandamaya Chakra, Sarvarogara Samhara Chakra, Ajara Samhara Chakra, and in the Srishti Chakra, I don't know where it is given here. I'm trying to, Srishti Krama. Yeah, here. Oh, this is upside down, so in sideways. So actually, this gives the procedure. I don't know how to rotate it here. So this gives the procedure. For example, the person who has given this is Lakshmidhara. Commentator Lakshmidhara. This is what I have put here. Lakshmidhara has given the procedure as to how to draw the Sri Chakram in this particular krama. So this is. This is a great detail. Actually, to be honest, it starts with the bindu. You start with the, at the center. You know, you start with the in a plane surface. You start with the bindu. See, this is called the Srishti Kramastu Samaya Margaha. In the Samaya Marga, in the Srishti Krama, in the procedure of how to draw the Sri Chakra in the Srishti Krama. That's what he has given here. So, Adav Trikona Malikya. So, put the basic triangle. And then Madhye Bindum Nikshipya. So at the center you put the dot. And then they have Bindorupari, Trikonam Bitvam, Trikonantaram, Pragagram, Vilikya. So these are all the various procedures. And now we will see how using these procedures the chakra is done. I have given the center procedure here as such. But we will see how the chakra is drawn using this procedure. Now if I pull the Srishti Kramam, the procedure, this says the, for example, here in the, we said the first, the basic triangle has to be drawn here, and the basic triangle is drawn here, draw an isosceles triangle with its apex pointing upwards. This is Srishti Kramam. If it is Samhara Kramam, it would be pointing downwards, and its base parallel to the bottom line of the sheet on a plain paper. And place the bindu, a dot, little above the base, like this, just above the base, in an imaginary vertical line, bisecting the base. That is like vertically bisecting the base. And a little above the bindu, draw a straight line, this straight line. Draw a straight line, parallel to the base, intersecting the basic isosceles triangle in two sides. And draw an isosceles triangle above that base, like this. So this is the first few steps that should be in how to draw the Sri Chakra. And then once that is done, then from that it's all, again this all sideways. I don't know how the sideways have happened. Maybe we should try to see whether I can rotate it in some other way. But here again, draw a straight line through the apex of the, let me pull, let's see, I can pull it here. Again, this is going all over the place. Yeah, here. So again, draw a straight line through the apex of the first triangle, basic triangle, that through the apex of, draw the first triangle parallel to the base, and construct an isosceles triangle on it with apex pointing downwards like this. So this is how the next triangle is built, apex pointing through, and its sides must pass through the points of intersection of the base of the second triangle, of the same triangle, with the sides of the first triangle. So that is how it is intersecting and it is drawn. And then this is how this triangle is drawn, and these two points where these three straight lines intersect each other. Three lines, you know, this line, this line, and this line. This particular point is called a marmasthana, called the marmam. And where the two lines intersect, that is called the sandhi. I mentioned about this also in the previous class. And now, we extend the topmost and the bottommost of the three horizontal lines, these three horizontal lines, 1, 2, and 3. The topmost and bottommost of the three horizontal lines, we extend them further. And in both ways, and construct two isosceles triangles. So extend it on this side, and then construct isosceles triangles like that. So extended here and here, and then construct isosceles triangles here. This extended here, and extended here, and then isosceles triangle is drawn here. So again, the same various points it will intersect and all. So the various things I have given here in various colors, where they are all extended, you know, further, and then further angles, further triangles were constructed using them. And then once that is done, then let us go to the next. Let me see where I can close it, and let me pull the next. And here again, we further similarly extend the sides upwards of the triangle with apex down. So each time you extend the sides like this, and then see this side is extended here, and this side is extended here, and then joined. Same way, this side is extended on either side here and here, and another isosceles. So every time we create an isosceles triangle by extending the sides to the appropriate measure. So that is what is to be done. Our priests in our temple in Strausberg, they can draw all these things in free hand with so much of rangoli. It is amazing how they do it. And they take maybe about 3-4 hours to construct a huge tank, huge Sri Chakra with all the various avaranas, maybe a size of, 15 by 15 or 20 by 20, dimension. Very amazing how they can do it all in free hand. And then with this now we have constructed the other set of triangles. And now when we go to the final set of triangles, the Chaturdashara, the 14 spoke chakra. That is what is now being drawn here. So again, the various points, how it should be done, how this extended, all those things are done in terms of each time with the dotted lines, they represent the extensions. So you extend this triangle here, and then this side also, that side, so you make another triangle like this. So all the outer corners, the 14 I have mentioned, 1, 2, 3, 4, all the outer corners, they are all made. So this is called the Chaturdashara. Chaturdashara means the 14 triangles. So this is how the 14 triangles are made. And around this, now the Ashtadala Padma is placed. And then actually in Lakshmidhara's commentary, he says it very clearly, how, if I can take that thing again, where how above this the Ashtadala Padma is placed and all that thing he just describes. Srishti 1, 2, 3, 4, Srishti Krama. Yeah, if we see in this particular thing, how he has, I'm trying to find out how. See, Navanam, Trikonanam, Melane. Yeah. Marma Sandaya. So, Ubaya Chakra Sadharanam, Sadharanam Murgvam, Ashtadala Padmam. So, after the 14 triangles, then Urgvam Ashtadala Padmam, the eight Padmas, Tataha Shodashadala Padmam, Tad Mekala Trayam. So let me bring the Sri Chakra again. Sri Chakra. Yeah. After this 14 triangles, then this chakra, the round is made, circle is made around all the various triangles, above which the Ashtadala Padmam is made. These are all symmetrical things. So it's just only artistic thing to make it symmetrically. And around that, then Tadaha Shodashavatala Padmam, above that the 16 Shodashavatala Padmas, Tataha Mekala Tritayam, all the three Mekalas, Tataha Chatur Dwara Yuktam, four Dwaras, 1, 2, 3, 4, Chatur Dwara Yuktam, Bhupura Tritayam. So the Bhupura, this is called Bhupura with the three lines. So iti Sri Chakrodharo Vijnatavyaha. That is how Lakshmidhara has given the procedures for writing before doing the Srishtikram. The chakra starting from the basic bindu and going upwards, drawing all of them. Now the same Sri Chakra, if it is to be done in the Samhara Krama, the Srishtikrama, and in the Samhara Krama also there are various ways of doing the same thing. And Samhara Krama, if you now take it, let me just show it here. Here we are going from outward to inward, from the outer Bhupura. So this is Samhara Krama, outer Bhupura to inner. So the three-lined quadrilateral, that is what is first constructed. And then the 15-petaled lotus that is drawn over that, all symmetrically. And then the 8-petaled lotus then drawn inside, the touching the inner circle. So it is, this is how that is made. And then after that, the 14 triangles are made in this, with the creating the isosceles triangles in the manner which was described earlier, similar to that, by extending the actual, the symmetrically, this is how this is made. In the 14 triangles, this is called Chaturdashara. And once that is made, then we go to the next set of triangles. This is the Bahirdashara, 10 outer triangles, and then the Antardashara, the 10 inner triangles, and then the Ashtakonas, the 8 triangles, and finally the Bindu. This is the downward facing basic triangle. In the Srishtikramam, we had this upward facing triangle. Now this is downward facing triangle. At the center of it is the bindu that is put. So this is how the same chakra is made in the Samhara Krama. So between Srishtikramam and Samhara Kramam, these are the basic differences, and that is how the various chakras are made. As I mentioned, the Bindu Peetam and the Bindu Sthanam, they all denote various forces, various aspects of Amba. So all the 9 chakras, they are all worshipped in the Navavarana Pujas. Normally Samhara Kramam is the one which is commonly used. So in the Samhara Kramam, starting from the Bhupura, from the outermost quadrilateral, from up to the Bindu Peeta, various avarnas are worshipped, and for each avarna there are so many deities, and each deity has got so many other characteristics, and this is a very, very elaborate and very detailed puja. And this has to be done only through the initiation by a guru, because this is Shakti Upasana, and in the Shakti Upasana, the various aspects of the Sri Chakra worship itself. There are various levels of this worship, as I mentioned earlier also. In the plane, in the plane it can be worshipped as Sri Chakra, or one may be able to use it in the three-dimensional structure, like a Meru, in the Purna Meru, Ardha Meru, all that I mentioned on that the previous webinar. So it can be used in any one of those forms also to worship Amba in the various chakras. And each one of those corners, each one of those joints, each one of those sandhi, manmasthana, and all the other places, the various quarters, the inner quarters, all the padma, every one of them are occupied by various divinities. All of them are nothing but Amba Swarupam only, but they are all worshipped for various functionalities and all, everything that you can think of. Actually, in the first webinar describing the Sri Chakra worship and all, I described about how the Sri Chakra symbolizes the Pindandam and the Brahmandam, how the individual, in the individual self, the various aspects of the body and the inner self and so many things, and also the outer Srishti, the creation, the entire universe of all 14 lokas and all, how the synergy in them, those Shiva Shakti Aikyam represents the Jiva Ishwara Aikyam, the in the Pindanda and Brahmanda Aikyam, and the oneness of all that, all derived from the same five elements. So Sri Chakra worship in total gives rise to a very, very complex process and also a most intricate aspect of our Vedanta also. Even though this is a bhakti worship, and the way it is structured is the Shiva and Shakti Aikyam. That is what we see in the Bindusthanam. And the Acharya has described this in great detail in this sloka, 11th sloka. And originally, you know, this is in the Ananda Lahari. So this was, even though this is given the general name as described by, written by Adi Shankaracharya, we understand the, based on the stories, that the 49 slokas of Ananda Lahari were written not by Acharya Shankaracharya himself, but by the Lord Shiva himself. So that is the belief. But this particular shloka gives various aspects of the Sri Chakram. That is why, since Sri Chakram is a very, very familiar yantra that we all see in temples, Meru we see in temples and all that, I thought I will take some time to explain some details of it. Sri Vidya cannot be worshipped, that cannot be explained in any detail in this manner at all. It is very intricate. It has enormous aspects and elements to it. So I have just only tried a little bit in terms of understanding how the Sri Chakra is constructed, how what the Sri Chakra signifies, and how the Yantra Shastra, the Mantra Shastra, and Tantra Shastra, all of them integrate in the worship of the Devi in various forms, and in this sloka, how Acharya has portrayed some elements of it through the